You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe, a public radio service of ULM. I'm Corey Crow. On Monday, a judge in New Orleans granted a temporary restraining order against trigger laws banning abortion in Louisiana once Roe versus Wade was overturned. Sarah Zazorski with Louisiana Right to Life says they expected pro-choice groups to file legal maneuvers.
You know, our organization, we expected this to happen. Actually, the Shreveport Abortion Business, they perform the most abortions in the state of Louisiana. We filed this lawsuit against our law, which we definitely know is not vague. It's very clear.
Joanna Wright, a partner with Boies Schiller Flexner LLP, who filed the lawsuit, says Louisiana's poorly conceived trigger laws are unconstitutional and vague and violate due process. Zagorski says they're working with Attorney General Jeff Landry to fight the restraining order, and she's confident that the state's trigger laws passed in 2006 banning abortion will be upheld.
Even said of that, it's going to be a fight for them to get abortion back in Louisiana, and we trust that he will defend our law to the fullest extent that he can.
Pro-choice advocates say the abortion ban will hurt Louisiana's poor and only worsen the state's infant and maternal mortality rates. Zagorski says there are programs in place to help.
Of course, there are going to be women continually and always in unplanned or crisis pregnancies. And I think it's just about getting them the information about the resources they have to make a life-affirming choice in the event they face that situation.
A hearing on the restraining order is set for July 8th. In the meantime, abortions can resume in the state of Louisiana. Vidalia police have ticketed three juveniles due to vandalism at Vidalia Junior High. Police got a call on Sunday. They found almost all of the classrooms at the school and the office were vandalized. Activities that were scheduled to happen at the school this week were canceled. The officers say they've never seen this level of vandalism before. School officials say that they found desks had been thrown around, computers were broken, and smart boards were broken. Also, lewd messages painted onto the wall. Microwaves and refrigerators were turned upside down and thrown on the floor, and several buildings were flooded by drains being blocked and water being left on. The nation's top high school football recruit for 2023, Newman quarterback Arch Manning, ended speculation on his college choice when he committed to Texas last week. Peyton Manning gave his nephew some advice.
I did have a conversation with him last week after he made his last visit, just because he kind of asked about sort of when I made my decision. And I just remember as soon as I got back from my last visit, I basically announced where I was going 2 days later because I knew. You know, when you know, you know.
This is KEDM.